turned out, he was glad nobody had been hurt, and he was going home, a bit uncertain about whether or not everything was forgiven. Elsewhere, the sport of seeing flying saucers or discs was left behind in the excitement over the discovery on the ground of a number of objects resembling discs or saucers. One object found on a ranch near Roswell, New Mexico, turned out to be a battered Army weather balloon. So it went with other prototypes of the flying disc that clattered down here and there into the backyards of otherwise normal and happy citizens. Some turned out to be carefully manufactured practical jokes, others the product of keen imagination. Nobody yet apparently had a suitable explanation for the sights or visions. In relevant quotations from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, Oliver Goldsmith, H.G. and Orson Welles, everybody hoped the epitaph for flying discs had been written. This is Julian Anthony reporting from New York.